96.3 WHUR and HUR Voices, Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. Your questions or comments, toll free at 855-288-4876. Now, Insight.
Welcome back to the Daily Drum on WHUR and Sirius XM, Channel 141. This is the Insight segment. I'm Harold Fisher. This is a Medical Monday, and we're talking about a men's health issue that so many men refuse to talk about. Well, we are going to talk about it, and we hope you listen, and we hope that you act. We're talking about prostate cancer, and my guests are Dr. Chili Ahagotu, Chief of Urology at Howard University Hospital, and Manzi Pullen, host of WHUR's Sunday edition of the original Quiet Storm. A lot of you didn't know, and I didn't know either, but Manzi is also a prostate cancer survivor. And I'm so glad that I can say survivor and that you are here with us, Bobby. I'm sorry, Manzi. And so I want to talk to you. I want to talk to you about that. But I want to encourage our listeners to give us a call. If you have questions about prostate cancer, the symptoms, the treatment, how to address this issue, where do you go for resources? 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Dr. Ahagotu, thank you so much for joining me as well. Always a pleasure to have you on the program.
Good evening, Harold. It's great to be on again.
Let me start with you, Dr. Ahagotu. Let's talk a little bit about why this issue appears to attack black men at such an alarming rate. Is that just perception or is that a reality?
No, it's definitely reality. The recent NIH data consistently shows that men of African descent, particularly African-American men, are 60% more likely to be diagnosed with prostate cancer in their lifetime, and also, more alarmingly, have about a 2.5 to 3-fold higher likelihood of dying of prostate cancer when we do get it. So there is definitely a disparity in the incidence and death rate related to prostate cancer. And in terms of what is the underlying cause, we haven't figured that out yet. There are a number of very good leads. Certainly, we believe that there are some genetic predispositions that tend to run in African-American families more prevalently than in Caucasian families and other ethnic groups. But also, there are believed to be some environmental factors that may be, again, making African-American men more prone to getting the disease. In terms of the death rate, I think that some of that has to do with access to care, health-seeking behavior, and some of the other issues that unfortunately seem to give us worse outcomes in our communities.
Manzi, we were just talking off air about your situation, and as I said, I had no idea. Obviously, I've known you, golly, for almost 30 years.
Yes.
And you're always in the gym. You're always, pursuing, healthy activities. But just to hear about this, I was really kind of shocked. What happened? How did you figure out that this was an issue?
Well, what happened, Harold, to be honest with you, first of all, thank you so much for having me.
Absolutely.
I really appreciate you having me, giving me this opportunity. But my lady friend, Michelle, she was encouraging me to go get checked, whether it's your prostate or colon cancer, that type of thing. So this was this year, April 2015. I went to have a routine exam. After the exam, my PSA was 31. In addition to that, the doctor discovered that there may be a possibility that I would need a biopsy, which I ultimately did have the biopsy. When that was completed, my Gleason score was a 7.
Let's stop right there real quick. Dr. Ahagotu, Gleason score, PSA, for those who aren't familiar.
So the PSA test is the blood test that we do on an annual basis to determine whether someone is at risk of having prostate cancer. And normally those levels should be under about 4. And so if they're up there, then that could signal prostate cancer. The Gleason score is the way that we grade the cancer, the way it looks like under the microscope, which gives us some idea of how it's going to behave. The higher the Gleason score, the more aggressive, and the range is from 2 to 10. So 7 is actually the most common Gleason score that we see. So it sounds like you're fitting into that category.
Okay. 202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876, talking about prostate cancer and black men. Real quick, Manzi, so what happened? Were you feeling ill? Were you feeling any change in your body at all?
Well, Harold, that's why I wanted to really come on and talk about this, because I feel great, and I felt great prior to going to get the examination. I had no symptoms, none whatsoever. So when I did get the positive analysis from the doctor, I don't know if I was necessarily surprised, because I didn't go until I was 55, and being African-American, I would think, and the doctor, please let us know. I think that maybe 45 for many of us, especially if you have it in your family, your dad or brother, I would encourage, you know, our African-American listeners to please, you know, maybe at 45, start getting checked.
Mm-hmm. And how are you feeling now?
I feel fine. Right now, I had a decision to make as to how, what type of treatment. I decided on radiation. I do, doing 8 weeks of daily radiation and hormonal therapy due to the fact that my PSA was high. You know, there was a chance it could be metastatic disease somewhere else.
Well, I want to talk more about not only that term, but also this process. But let me go to the phone lines real quick. 202-319-7810, 202-319-7810, outside of the D.C. calling calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. Angelo calling from La Plata. Hey, Angelo, good to hear from you. How are you?
Hey, Harold, thanks. You know, I had a quick comment and a quick, very quick question. The one comment I had was that I think our numbers amongst African Americans would be a lot lower if we did go get our regular checkups like we should. But also, I mean, in the last 2 or 3 years, in my checkups, I've noticed and talked with my doctor about now the PSA levels, and this is the question, the PSA levels not being a strong indicator in terms of prostate enlargement. And so now it's recommended that you actually get the actual exam versus the PSA level blood test. Just wanted the doctor to comment on that because I think that's important in terms of some of the things that may make your enlarged prostate the night before you go for an exam.
Okay, Dr. Ahagotu, what about
absolutely.
That?
Absolutely. That's a great point you bring up, and I'll circle back to Mamsie's comment about the appropriate age for screening. But I want to touch on the caller's points, because those are some great points. Firstly, it's important to remember that your PSA, the prostate cancer screening involves two things. One is the PSA test, which we've been talking about. And yes, the earlier you do it, the more likely the level is going to be lower. So as in MAMSE, you got your first screening around 55?
Well, actually, I had been getting screened up until about 50. Then I stopped for about 5 years. And
okay.
When I did go
so
at 55.
That's what can happen. Sometimes it can be normal, and then if you stop for a few years, it can go up. And then if you don't get it on an annual basis, that number can get up there. 30 is not a terribly high number, but it is definitely we like to see the PSA as low as possible when we're making that early diagnosis. And then in terms of what the gentleman said about doing a digital rectal examination, that's the second part of the prostate cancer screening. And that is a simple examination where the doctor places a finger in the rectum, feels the prostate to make sure that it doesn't have any nodules or abnormalities that may trigger a concern about cancer, even if the PSA level is normal.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876, 855-288-4876. We're talking about prostate cancer. This is Medical Monday. We're talking about exams, what to look for, and trying to encourage men to make sure that they go for their screenings, as well as loved ones encouraging men to go for their screenings and make sure that they are healthy. Kevin, calling from Rockville. Thanks for calling, Kevin. What's on your mind?
Good afternoon, guys.
Hey.
I just wanted to talk to the doctor and ask him, okay, my father has prostate cancer, or had it. He's going through his treatment, so I started getting screened when I was 35. Now, I'm 41 now, and I just recently went for my annual checkup this year, and I was told by my doctor that due to some studies now that if you live long enough, every man is going to have prostate cancer. It's just a matter of if it's the kind that you can actually live with, or is it going to be the kind that that needs to be checked. So he's saying through the normal check, what you say, like going through the rectum to check, things like of that nature can actually aggravate it and cause it to be enlarged where it may or may not be prostate cancer. It could be just, you know, from having that check. So he told me now the best thing to do now is just do the blood. And if the blood levels are normal, then there's nothing to be alarmed about. But if the blood levels are high, he don't know if it's going to be the kind that I can live with or the kind that I need to be checked for. So I just want to know, have you heard anything about that? And
okay, Dr. Aja, go ahead.
You bring up a very, very important point, because there is a lot of controversy and debate about whether or not we should be doing the PSA test routinely in men who don't have symptoms. And it's based on some large studies that were done that looked at men who were getting screened for several years, and then looked at men who weren't getting screened to see who were more likely to die from prostate cancer. And they found that the difference wasn't that much. So the people who did the study concluded that screening doesn't help. However, there are several problems with those studies. First and foremost, both of the studies that they're quoting have less than 2% African-American participation. So they're coming up with conclusions to apply to a population that wasn't even involved in the study. And that's a problem in itself. But to answer your question specifically, the digital rectal exam, when it's done properly, should not bother your prostate. It shouldn't cause any lasting or irritating symptoms at all. And it does potentially help to pick up cancers that don't produce PSA, which can happen. But my recommendation, particularly in men who are at risk, family history, or of African descent, should get annual screening starting at the age of 40 and annually to at least the age of 70. And that's what many other organizations recommend as well. But there should be a discussion between yourself and your doctor about whether screening is appropriate for you or not. But it's very, I think it's important in African Americans to get screened.
202-319-7810. 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. Let's go to Karen, calling from Northeast D.C. Go right ahead, Karen, quickly.
Yes, hi. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
Can the doctor address the side effects that are associated with having radiation?
Sure, I'll do that. And I would like, actually, maybe Mamsie can chime in on this, particularly since he's actually going through the radiation treatment. And then maybe I can comment after that as well.
Well, but before we do that, because we are starting to get low on time, and I want to make sure that everyone has an idea, again, of what we're talking about. Karen, I want you to stay on the line, and I want you to know that we will get your question answered. You will be able to hear the program. Also, we have Dr. Olivieri from Southeast. We will take your call. Sam from Waldorf, we will also take your call. We are talking about prostate cancer on this Medical Monday. So stay on the line. We are still taking your phone calls after 7:30 at 202-319-7810. That's 202-319-7810. Outside of the D.C. calling area, 855-288-4876. 855-288-4876. We'll be back on this topic in just a few seconds on Sirius XM, Channel 141. I'm Harold Fisher. Jeff Brown is next with the original Quiet Storm on 96.3 WHUR. Stay with us. More in just a few moments.